going to the hurry-up offense.
Yes, hi and hello, football fans, and welcome to the Dave Dameshek football program, presented as always by McDonald's All-Day Breakfast. Go get you some of them tender vittles, expanded menu, put them in your belly. Yeah. Thank me later. We got a full boat here.
Hey, speaking of expansion.
Ooh, yes. Ooh.
Have you heard the latest from McDonald's?
I have not, Matt Money.
All right, you ready for this? You ready for this?
Yeah, what is it?
Who likes a Big Mac? You like a Big Mac?
I like a Big Mac.
Do you like a Big Mac?
I heard you talking about this on
your
radio.
Do you like a Big Mac? Of course you like a Big Mac, because this is America, and we love Big Macs. How about this? Two new sizes of the Big Mac starting in 2017.
But it's called a Big Mac. How could there be a different size?
Exactly. Well, guess what? You can get yourself the Mini Mac. That's what I call it. They call it the Mac Junior. They should have called it the Mini Mac, though, which is just a single slice of beef and no middle bread. Or
Mac Junior is what it should have been called.
They did call it the
Mac
Junior.
Yeah,
but I like Mini Mac, right? Alliteration. I'm a sucker for it.
Go ahead.
It's cute.
But if you're hungry, the Grand Mac.
Grand Mac.
A third pound of beef, a larger sesame seed bun, all the fixings that your heart has loved for all these years, and you get it in a bigger size.
Yeah, I like Bigger Mac.
Bigger is always
I disagree
better,
with you on the
Bigger
market.
Mac instead of Grand Mac.
Yep. Right.
And you like Mac Junior? See, I like Mini Mac.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Listen,
well, that's
we
available.
Debate that. One more question for you, and then we're going to jump into pro football as we get you ready here for week 10
NFL. Hey, can I give you a McDonald's
action.
Fact?
What do you got?
What are we doing
what do you got,
here?
Henry?
We're talking about McDonald's. What could
this
be better
great.
Than this?
All right,
did you know
ahead.
That McDonald's new boss, the new boss at McDonald's, is a British person?
It is.
An Englishman.
Oh, well.
And I know that, Money, you haven't been so...
I do like
McCheese.
You haven't been so excited about English food.
That's right.
It turns out that the most American product...
I got a message for that guy.
Yeah, you did.
No peas and gravies, all right? We like McDonald's the way they are.
McPeas and gravy.
Exactly. No savories. How about that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Haven't heard Matt Harmon. We'll say proper hellos to all the voices you hear.
Poor Matt Harmon.
I have
right
nothing
here.
To say on this.
Let me start with this, though. I was offered in one of my fantasy leagues a trade, and Matt Harmon, author of Reception Perception,
yep.
You can weigh in specifically on this. Which wide receiver should I take in this deal? I'm about to consummate it. The only thing I need to deliver now is which of these three wide receivers I should take. Allen Robinson, Jordy Nelson, or DeAndre Hopkins. I start with you, Matt Harmon.
Well, peel back the curtain. You emailed me this, and I replied with the list, a four-way list, in this order of preference. Jordy Nelson at the top, Allen Robinson, a slow death, DeAndre Hopkins.
Not going the nuclear option.
But wait, what are you giving up for one of these guys?
It's very well, this is actually, to jump in, it's my league of leagues, which is the three sports. There's
all
baseball,
basketball,
NFL,
okay.
NBA.
Okay.
So I am
no
giving away. That's why I didn't want to burden Matt Harmon, who doesn't care about the NBA.
Right.
I'm giving away Kevin Love and who else am I giving away? And Eric Gordon for Zeke Elliott and one of those three.
Ooh,
wide
how
receivers.
About that?
Yeah, pretty good deal. It's a fun inner sport trade there. What do you think, Money?
It's Jordy in a round.
Yeah. I agree with Jordy.
Last 2 weeks, you've just seen his targets are way up, his yards per catch are way up. He's
and the other
guys
are hamstrung by the quarterbacks who are throwing.
Yeah. Although Robinson's starting, get those
is.
Blake Bortles garbage time second half runs here.
This does now allow us to transition neatly into the other item here on the hurry up for today. It's something that we got into with Handsome and Ike Taylor at the end of the last podcast. We didn't exactly thread the needle with what the
we talked about it for a long time, but I don't think there was any needle threaded.
I'm fascinated by, we always love, everybody loves ranking QBs, and here in the 21st century, it is the conversation for all football fans 365 days a year. But if you haven't noticed, we were aware a year ago that we were transitioning away from the standby list of the where it all started with the Big E, the elite list. It went Brady, Peyton, Breeze, Rodgers, and Roethlisberger might sneak in there into the fifth spot. Now, though, if you're paying attention, it's all up in the air. After Tom Brady, who is number two, who's number three, number four, and beyond? So, Matt Money Smith, let's start with you.
Okay.
18 months. So you get a half a season here.
This year.
Plus all of next season.
Okay.
Give me... one QB, maybe two.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
Is this independent? Like, I've got my own team with my own coach.
Yes.
This is not I'm picking this player
no.
on his
You're not
current
taking
team.
Necessarily Matt Ryan
right.
on these Falcons.
I'm just
Who's
taking the quarterback
you?
Independent right. of everything else. Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, yes. Old
for the
man
next
Brees.
18 months.
Drew,
you know he's gonna have to play outside.
I was
sometimes.
Say,
Drew stinking Brees, because I believe some of these other folks are like Tom Brady, coach dependent. Look what Drew Brees is doing with a cast of receivers that include Brandon Coleman, Michael Thomas, the rookie, Brandon Cooks. He's going to throw for 5,200 yards and another 40 touchdowns, and he does it every single year. Plus, I like the little guy.
At Matt Money Smith.
That's right. Take it.
I don't want to hear about
wrong.
It.
Wrong.
At Matt Money Smith, Patriots fans.
That's
yes,
right.
He just called Tom Brady.
Belichick's coach, not with Brady, and I don't want you unless you're bringing the old man with.
That's the only name you want to throw out. Not Cam, not Rodgers, not Roethlisberger, not Russell Wilson.
You know what? I do
want to
throw out
Rivers.
Another one. Drew Brees. Brees and Brees. That's who I want.
Handsome. Go
doesn't
ahead.
Make any sense.
Okay, well, we talked
makes
about
a lot
revisit.
Of
revisit.
When we
it.
Talked about this on Tuesday, I decided that Cam, I still believe Cam comes back, gets better. I'm not ready. You know, we talked about a lot of other names like Matt Ryan.
You
like
want to
Matt
deal
Stafford.
With those press conference distractions?
Yeah, that's fine.
You want to deal with that division in your locker room? You know who everybody loves? Drew Brees. You know who they don't like? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's a
Drew,
bad
turn
apple.
This down.
Bad apple.
Drew
what
Brees.
Is it? There's just complete nonsense over yeah. on this end.
Okay,
of
let's see where
it
you're going to go,
is.
Harmon.
Well, let me just say this about Drew Brees. Oh, yeah, he's a great guy in the locker
great
room.
Great guy.
He vetted, apparently, if you'll remember, two off seasons
uh-huh.
ago. The management comes to him and says, what do you think about we're gonna maybe make this deal, we're going to make that. Oh, yeah, I signed off on those. What about the Jimmy Graham deal?
No, I, no what?
No, I had
wait,
no
what
idea
happened?
That was coming.
You got traded.
He's my
I
best
didn't,
friend.
Right? We're good friends.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Good stuff.
You know what you're talking about.
Harmon, make some sense here.
I think I'm going to go a little bit off the map. I'm going to say Russell Wilson.
I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah, no, I think that what we've seen the first half of the year is a total outlier. And what we saw the back half of last year, that's the – future this year and next year.
I'll just turn that around a little bit and say that I don't think that it is an outlier. This is consistent with Russell Wilson's Seattle Seahawks. This is what they do. They
slow
swoon
start.
A bit in the middle of the season, and then people typically say, I don't know if this is a playoff team this year. Then they get right, and they're the best team in the NFC. That's
how big is the sample size for Russell Wilson? We're at, 3.5 years now? 3.5 years. And
is that all it is?
Right?
No, it's got to be 4 and a half.
No, it's 3 full years, and then this is the half year.
He's only
right?
– no. No, this is
oh, no, 4.5
this
years.
This is year 5.
4.5 years. I'm worried, man. It's not a lot of time, you know, of him getting out there and taking some shots. You know, I mean, there's a reason why they like guys that are built like Andrew Luck and Tom Brady that are bigger, that are wider. It's why next year we're going to see some of these bigger body quarterbacks like Deshaun Kaiser and Deshaun Watson get into the conversation because they take a beating. That'd be my only concern about Russell because in order for him to be at max efficiency, he's got to get out of the pocket and use those legs.
How do you justify that with your whole Drew Brees thing?
Because he just gets rid of the ball immediately. He doesn't take shots.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
Drew
Russell
Brees,
Wilson,
take
that's,
a snap,
one of
deliver.
His, that's one of
he's
the
also,
things he does so well is he doesn't take shots.
He's also stayed healthy pretty much until this year.
Right.
And so, I mean, I guess I see your
but
point.
But this is like the year when that starts to creep in. That's why it's maybe. My one – it'd be my one fear.
The
is
correct
that this
answer.
Is when you start, oh, geez, you
here
and this.
We go. Correct answer.
Yeah,
what
Aaron
do you think
Rogers.
I'm going to say?
You're going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and guess what? His teammates hate him.
Whoa. They do?
I don't
well,
know.
Greg Jennings does.
It's the only thing I got when it comes to Aaron Rodgers
I'll
and
go
his talent.
Cam 2. This is over 18 months. I'll go Cam 2, and you do need to mention Phil Rivers. Phil Rivers has to.
Yep. See, that's actually one that
that's
I would
a good one.
Consider, although, again, the attitude. Sometimes he can really wear his teammates
what?
Out.
No, he doesn't.
He absolutely
I
don't
love
does.
Him for it.
Really?
And
really? You think Melvin Gordon and Derek Watt, when he's coming in the I formation and you see Rivers go, hey, Derek, go out there out wide. But coach just told me to come in because we're supposed to be running power. Yeah, whatever. Go out there wide. I'm throwing it. I don't care what coach wants. He's, you know.
I think they love him for that. I love him for that.
I don't know about the teammates thing, but talk about somebody that's independent of who's around him. No matter who they churn out there, they just
that's
keep
exactly
producing.
Right.
I
that's
like
exactly
that Rivers
right.
call.
I like Rivers, and I have to say number 7, Roethlisberger. He has announced to his teammates, follow me. Now let's see if he – I'm just throwing it
sure,
out.
You sure he didn't announce to his teammates, hey, his teammates, you know I was hurt. But I'm back, and I'm playing hurt,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So everybody come on.
Yeah,
get
and I'm going to screw
I
you
was
for
really
one week every year.
There is evidence
exactly.
that he can actually support his words. We do know that.
Yeah, and not I'm last gonna, week.
I agree. I'm saying, let's say he's got – he said it's halftime right now. He's not going to do the R-E-L-A-X thing. Instead, he just said, follow me, and then we will see whether or not that comes to fruition. Let's start the show! Yes, hi and hello once again, and welcome to the DDFP, and presented again by McDonald's All Day Breakfast. And as you can see, if you're watching us on NFL.com/podcast, we appreciate it. If you're listening,
oh, could I have one of those?
You can also watch the show by going to NFL.com/podcast. We appreciate you listening on iTunes, however you choose to consume.
Oh, I drink
Speaking
yours.
Of consume, I'd like Sorry. To consume some McDonald's, but we have boxes and cups, but as
no
it turns
food.
Out, they're empty. I don't know what gives. I'd love to have an answer, though, from the
– We all got very excited when we saw the McDonald's stuff.
Sales
and it turns
Department
out nothing.
Representatives Kara Mead and Julia McCoolsey, both behind the glass, neither.
Shame on you.
How
Shame
are
on
doing?
You.
Why would you not? Why would you bring us empty
At
boxes?
Least an orange
it
drink.
It seems like a cruel trick.
It's a funny joke.
It's right around lunchtime.
It's a funny joke to play on us, to not give us any food, to just tease us with these cups.
We ate it.
I know you did.
No, I can tell. You did not eat
not
it.
Even
These
the
are
greasy.
Clean.
I would
take a crumb. I would take a chicken nugget crumb right here.
For shame.
Yeah.
Next week, bring them.
You didn't even bring any of the sauces.
By the way, speaking of sauces, I have always held sweet and sour. Best dip.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Always.
Yes.
What always.
I like barbecue.
What you like
barbecue?
I like barbecue.
Barbecue.
Yeah,
I'm going to go
you?
Chalk.
Armin, don't say honey. Are you really going to go honey on us?
What in the world is happening?
I don't know. Listen, let's get into the show here. We're surrounded by our pals, and as you may have noticed, things changed quite a bit outside the walls of Studio 66 in society.
Yeah, a lot of construction happening.
Yeah, well, right, yes.
Know what you're talking about?
Reconstruction.
They're just bringing that sheetrock out. There's dust all over the parking lot.
I don't know how to refer to it, except that things are quite different than they were from the last time we all spoke here. I'm going to bite my tongue
you're gonna
instead.
Bite it? You're
and let's
bite
say
it?
Hello to a guy who either way had nothing to do with the way this one turned out.
I didn't vote.
No, you didn't, because you're not from here. From the UK, he's our resident Miami Dolphins fan. It's Handsome Hank. I don't know what little inside
He just took a pull off his gin.
Yep.
He's got that bottle full of gin.
That's what's in my McDonald's cup.
whatever helps you get through the day.
Yeah, just
Brexit
took a pull.
Brexit was an appetizer.
Right.
Handsome, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Dave. Very well.
A pleasure to see you. And
yes,
your
pleasure
friend,
to
football
see you.
Baby.
Football baby. I brought him with me today.
Computer.
I figured, why would I not? Like, let's get him the Studio 66 stamp in his passport
Indeed.
As well.
Appreciate it.
Add it.
Next, let's say hello to the aforementioned Matt Money Smith, host one half of the greatest radio show in all the land.
That's true.
Petros and Money Show, track it down in Los Angeles, AM 570. Otherwise, track it down on iHeartRadio. You talk about a sports show that tackles the game of life. This show does it.
Could
Although
I,
they get things wildly wrong all
regularly.
The time.
Could I shameless plug, please?
Sure.
Shameless plug today, the day that we're recording this, we are doing our 9th annual Paralyzed Veterans of America Radiothon. We go on the air for 4 hours.
That's
our listeners
cool.
are awesome. Last year we raised $185,000.
Wow.
And we're looking to top that this year. So if you have it in you to maybe help the cause, just hit up our website, am570lasports.com, to make a donation and some pretty cool things that you could pay for and get in return. Big day for us.
I'm sure you can do that beyond the date of this
yes,
show, too.
Yes, absolutely.
And lastly, but not leastly, here he is. Well,
debatable.
You're right.
Debatable.
I was just trying to, trying to be polite. Here he is. You see him on Fantasy and Friends every Tuesday with Matt Franchise doing the Fantasy Hipsters. Also, you hear him on NFL Fantasy Live. Oh, that's also you see the TV show hosted by Matt Money too. The podcast, the pages at NFL.com. Here he is, everybody. It's Matt Harmon, the hipster. What's the poop with you, fella?
Oh, man.
Smattering of applause.
It's good to be here. Well, somebody's got
there it. There it is.
Thank you.
All right,
Thank
we have a lot.
I knew they'd come.
Can I ask a question? I know I derail this show all the time.
No,
my apologies.
A pleasure.
Can I ask a question? Because you know me in confrontation, I love it. Mm-hmm. Oh, do I love it? Hey, what is the Fantasy and Friends hipster with you and Franchise done to Gelhar? What's happening there?
I mean,
how's that going? Because there is a third Fantasy hipster that is not included in that.
Yeah, but he didn't have a beard.
But
himself.
But he's not really like.
Are you
hipster.
Sure?
He's a total mainstream.
Oh, this is even
guy.
Better. So he's not included because he's not
he's
cool.
He's not cool enough. Fit,
yeah, he's not cool enough. Okay. I mean, what?
Does he know he's not cool?
What about Gelhar screams like hipster or? I don't want to say unique, but what? Okay,
that's a rhetorical question,
he's
right?
He's a pretty basic middle America type of guy.
Okay. That's why.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that to be a negative thing at all.
Money went to many, many, many dead shows when he was about your age.
I don't think he has any idea who the dead are.
I know.
Grateful Dead was a band.
Yes, yeah? I know. This is part of being a hipster. You got to remember old stuff.
Do you know that not Harmon, he's done a little of this, but Matt Franchise.
Yeah.
Has gone. What's an appropriate number of times?
Haven't we already had this discussion?
Not with money, we haven't.
Dave Matthews Band.
How many times is appropriate to see the Dave Matthews Band live in your life?
Zero.
Correct. That's let's say you're a fan of theirs.
But
maybe twice, spread out over a decade or so.
Well, if it's your thing, like I said, I always want people to be happy. If that's what makes Franchise happy, I'm assuming he's gone to see Dave Matthews at least five times.
Well, yeah, you're right. He has gone to see him more than five times.
Oh, no.
He's seen him 36 times.
Come on.
36 times?
I thought it was 37 now.
What
are you experiencing new?
That's the thing. You're experiencing something new every time we went. You know, it was a different set. It was a different space. It was a fancy opening act that would join them on stage, be it Bruce Hornsby or Steve Winwood or freaking the Police.
I saw him with Bruce Hornsby.
Yeah,
that was great.
And Dave Matthews, as a matter of fact, opened up for the Dead. I saw him at the Silver Bowl in Las Vegas and joined him on stage. Dave Matthews. The only thing Dave Matthews Band shows have going for it is all the frat guys and sorority girls that are making out on the lawn and getting a little crazy. You know what I mean?
Oh, I guess we just found the.
Maybe that's
the
what it is. His Franchise, good-looking guy. Good-looking guy, that Franchise.
Yeah.
No, no. Well, that's why you're better looking. No, no, no.
I don't think so.
You cut a more imposing figure.
I think, certainly.
Yeah, the whole package. You got the other whole package.
Yeah.
Let's get to football. Well, you know what? Let's not get to football just yet. First of all,
if I could recap, Gelhar. Just not cool enough.
Yeah, I can't say that because he just messaged me and said, "Are you slandering me on TDFD right now?"
I guess yes, the answer, Alex, is yes, he is.
But clearly, that just shows you who's cooler, that one of us is watching the other.
Oh, by the way,
look at that.
Join the party on that because you can watch the show live stream at 5 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday and Thursday. So get in on that action. You can always consume it, like I said. Oh, you didn't know that.
No, that's cool.
NFL.com/podcasts. Right. You can also go there and listen to it or watch it. But if you want to watch it and see the magic happen, you know, join it that way. Hey, I saw on my way down to as we launch into this week's batch of dad jokes real quick before we start picking the Week 10 gems here. I legitimately had to think about this because traffic is insane now. I know it's always insane in California.
It has been particularly bad.
It has been outrageous. I don't know why, but in the last two weeks. Yes,
I can't get home anymore.
I don't know what gives, but anyhow, the carpool lane obviously moves a little more quickly. And today I noted a hearse went by, and there was no one in the passenger seat. And I thought, is that technically allowed? Is that two people?
It is, yeah.
It is two people.
It would be insensitive to pull them over. Yeah. Imagine pulling them over and saying,
yeah, you're right, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's two people. One's not breathing. But that's
well,
two
but
people.
the driver probably doesn't have any. It's not a loved one in the back. It's just, it's a bill. It's a human bill.
Yeah. Just a cold carbon form. Yeah. That's all it is back there.
But that would be a good card to play. How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
How dare you, officer? This person.
Yeah, I'm going to get a hearse.
That's, you know what?
That is
a bold move.
That's your cheat code right there. Like I say, over the last month or thereabouts, we started telling dad jokes to each other here on the show. Matt Money Smith, Handsome Hank, and I combined to have 10 children, double digits in children. Harmon may or may not one day make one himself. In the meantime, though, it's time for this week's batch of dad jokes. I'll start it off because I fell flat last week. You stole one. Was that
2 weeks ago? Two weeks ago, you stole one.
And
didn't have one last
week.
Inadvertently stole. I think that's fair.
That is a regular lament from a
comedian. Here's what happens.
You got sent a tweet that day, and then you repeated it.
I'm gonna do the double whammy: one of name dropping, and two, telling a tale about what it's like in the comedy writing room.
Right.
This happens all the time. Okay. You think that it's your joke, you think that you came up with something because you absorbed it, but you didn't recognize that you heard that you were absorbing it at the time. You heard it, but you weren't listening, or I was listening, but I didn't hear it somehow. You know, so I was aware. What was the joke again?
It's the Buccaneer.
Buccaneer.
Yeah, how much does corn cost in Tampa?
Right.
Buccaneer. And that's an old joke, apparently. I thought I had come up with it, right. But apologies. Yeah. I had not. I'm going to redeem myself here and now.
Everything's been done before.
Right. Here's the one I came up with in the car ride down here after I saw that hearse. That has nothing to do with
knock, knock.
Hearse.
Who's that? Doctor.
Here we go. Well, it does involve a door, as a
okay.
matter of fact.
Go.
How do you open a Thanksgiving door?
Stuffing.
Turkey.
Turnkey.
Turkey.
See? Turkey.
I got it.
You eat turkey. No, I got it. When we celebrate our holiday at the end of this month,
we have this Thanksgiving.
After we ditched you guys and we came over this way.
Right.
You know, then we ate turkey with the natives.
To take it out on
we,
me.
We suckered the Native Americans into this feast.
Exactly.
Stole their maize, and look at us now.
250 years later. Yeah. Here, anybody else have a bad joke they want to
share? You want to go?
I've got one, but you can go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I would.
All right, yeah, because I'll follow that because that sucked. here we go. Ready?
It was seasonally appropriate at least. Don't I get points for that?
No.
Ready?
All right.
Why are vegetables always filing complaints with corn?
Why?
Because they're all ears.
Oh, that's good. That is a very good one.
That's really
it's
good.
Terrible.
Turkey
it's terrible.
Good.
Turkey felt like, I mean, when you said you did it on the way in here, it felt like literally you're pulling into the parking lot.
I need
something that'll do it. That'll be fine.
I think
you know what dads do is they call people when they're trying to condescend to them. They call them turkeys.
Yeah.
Don't be
such
a turkey.
That's
a
good one. There's turkey and then there's ham. Like, you know, you're being a real ham right now.
Good point.
You know what? I've talked about that. And also,
Don't be a chicken.
You know what? I'm glad you reminded me of this. There are those three things. Why are they condemned? Don't be – you're hammy.
Yep.
Corny.
Yeah.
And there's another one, too, that I can't remember.
Cheesy.
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 All three delicious. Why are they all being condemned as being
good
something
point.
For squares to consume?
That's a good point.
Hipster?
Hey. Do we have –
Are you asking my opinion?
I don't know. You brought
matter?
It up.
I have no idea.
Do we have an enforcer of etymology that we can bring on the program to help us with this conundrum?
If only Black Tie was here, he'd know.
Oh,
I feel like I'm half expert on etymology and half expert on foodstuffs.
Yeah. So maybe it's going
to
be you.
Does it combine to
I think that makes you qualify.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Handsome, do you have one?
I have a quick one. I want to admit I didn't make this one up. I got given this by someone, Megan Cowan, who's a mutual friend of all of us. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl in the bathroom?
Why, handsome?
Because the pee is silent.
That's good.
That's actually pretty good.
I like that. Well done, Megan.
Of course, the Czech Republic likes weighing in with their dad jokes. Producer Ryan Bartlett behind the glass selected his two favorites. Keep them coming here. Maybe, Bartlett, going forward, you should just roll these for the viewers at least. The listeners will miss out on that, but at least we can give them their due for sending these in. Which NFL team does Pinocchio root for, asks Carl, JSRVI Shooter.
I don't know, Dave. Which NFL team does Pinocchio root for?
The Lions.
Well done.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Well
I like
done.
How they've evolved to not just be dad jokes, but be NFL dad jokes.
If we can do that, that's really getting it right. Darren Mitchell says, or asks, why did the chicken cross the road?
Why didn't the chicken cross the road?
To get to the idiot's house. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Oh, I'm the idiot.
You're the idiot. I like that.
You're the idiot.
Good job, Darren Mitchell. Keep those coming. Use the hashtag dad jokes and or hashtag DDFP and weigh in here. We're almost to the football talk here.
We'll get there, everyone.
It was the way that Henry said, oh, I'm the idiot. There's something very celebratory about
that. I like
that.
I think we just found a new drop. Make it so, Ryan
Marlin.
I'm the idiot.
Perfect.
Haunt.
Makes
why
you, that's going to come back to haunt me.
Yes, it is.
If it makes you feel better, there's a Matt Harmon is an idiot drop with a Fantasy Live podcast. So
that's nice to know.
Yeah.
You notice that handsome –
trying to one-up you
said
there.
When he said can't,
that?
Said can't, and that rhymes with haunt. That was an interesting
– I didn't pick up on that.
Haunt.
Haunt.
All right. Anyway, listen.
Can't. Come on. Can't.
Let's get to this. We
hell
do
of an
it
author.
Every week.
17 minutes till
I'm going to start with you, handsome. No.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. Great football games await our eyeballs this weekend. Mm-hmm. Give me two things you're going
to
watch.
Two things I'm going to watch. One of them is I am actually going to San Diego to watch the Miami Dolphins take on the San Diego Chargers.
I didn't realize
about that.
That's exciting. And number two, I've been watching Money, and I talked about this the other day on Netflix. There's a show called The Crown.
It's fantastic.
Which is about the Queen Elizabeth's
and?
Accession to the crown and the machinations behind the scenes. Pretty good.
It's pronounced machination.
Very good. Well, it depends where you are. It's very good.
Interesting. I'm always looking for the good stuff.
It's really good. You know, it's another I think their biggest budget thing they've produced so far for Netflix.
What was the show you gave me? The Night Manager ended up being a good one too. Yeah, I enjoyed watching that one. By the way, I just skipped over this with dad jokes. Shout out and muzzle tub to our pal Dan Hanzus of Around the NFL.
Yes.
He just had baby boy number 2.
So many,
how about
life
that?
And then the last 24 hours.
A lot of children talk.
Yep.
You don't care for that, Harmon. That's not hip.
I don't have any
Yeah,
children.
Not hip enough. Right. Not cool enough.
I don't have any children, and the idea of having children freaks me out. So
understandable. Till you have them.
Oh, well, there goes my Christmas gift. Harmon,
please leave
on?
A gift receipt if you're if you're going to do that. What am I watching?
Yeah.
I don't know because, like, I got a lot of plans this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I will definitely going to be watching NFL football. I'd like to catch some college football. But I don't know if I've got time to squeeze anything else in there.
That's it.
Pick a game. What's the NFL game you're going to watch?
I watch all the games. That's my job.
Ah, I see. Oh, if you want to know who's going to win all those games, make sure you tune in to NFL Pick'em this weekend. On Saturday, you have three.
Do you remember the time?
Watch at 8:30. No, I don't have to. They put it on a card for me because I'm too dumb to remember. 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 a.m. Eastern, which is technically Sunday morning. Check it out. Also, it now streams on Periscope, debuting Fridays at 8:30 p.m. So check it out. NFL Podcast Pick'em.
Awesome.
That's around the NFL.
Wait. That's one thing I'm watching.
Move the Sticks and hear the DVD.
I'm not on this week, so I don't.
All showing that stuff for you. So check that out. All right. Let's get to now who you – oh, wait, we didn't hear money.
No,
he's watching.
Sure as heck didn't. Well, number one, there is a huge college football game this weekend that is very exciting on the West Coast, and because people have that East Coast and Midwest bias, they're not paying attention to USC and Washington.
Yes.
But
that is
going to be a great game with likely two future NFL quarterbacks in Jake Browning and especially Sam Darnold, who
is quickly finding his
way into the conversation of a number one pick. 2 years from now, he is. If you haven't seen him yet, because USC is not very good, but they've won their last five in a row. Keep your eyes on him. He is. I mean, he's part Ben Roethlisberger, Brett Favre, gunslinger, super athletic, runs it around, really lets it fly.
Yep,
a lot of
absolutely right. Yes, it's
so.
I wouldn't be surprised if they knock him off either. As cynical as I was about Clay Helton cracking wise at the start of the season, they're playing well. Let's see how good they are against UW here. Chris Peterson.
I love Chris Peterson.
They've got that fast receiver there on Washington too. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, the one thing about that match, not to get too, you know, analytical here, but it's that as great as those quarterbacks are, the running game is fantastic. Miles Gaskin is unbelievable on Washington, and between Davis and Jones on USC, you could really see, and I think that's the one problem with the East Coast or Midwest bias or SEC bias, if you will, is they don't recognize that, you know, these defensive battles exist in the Pac-12. Now, they're few and far between, but Husky Stadium is as nasty a place to play. I mean, they are on top of you at that field. It's loud. It's on the water. It's going to be cold. It'll be wet. It'll be a night game. That's going to look like, you know, that LSU-Alabama kind of game
it's
in terms of excitement. Yeah.
They need to, well, the Huskies, for the Pac-12's sake, need to win that game because all of a sudden it'll get real murky who's going to get into that CFB
they
Final
need it.
Four. I'm going to go with, of course, I'm watching Steelers and Cowboys.
I didn't get my second thing in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Keep going, money.
I want to find where John King's going to be, and I just want to see him do a map, an electronic map. I just wait. I need to get him an electronic map.
How does he know so much?
Isn't it ridiculous? It's the most amazing thing every 4 years when we do the election guy. It's crazy. Oh, and let's go down here to Milwaukee, and if you go to Milwaukee, this is this county, and this county last year.
Four years ago, they had 8,000 more votes there. That doesn't look good for
right.
Right. The fun thing is, I'm watching when he's not on and you're watching the set, and then he's in the back. He's still playing
you're
the
just
map
watching
in the
him.
Background. He's just having
more
a
John
great
King.
Time with his
more
map.
John King. He's
just
it's
dialed
the best.
In. He's dialed in, man.
What was the kid's name? Kornacki? Steve Kornacki? Is that? Am I right about that? Who worked it for MSNBC? He was equally as impressive. But,
I don't remember.
But either way, yeah, let's get John King. I would seriously, to get to mine, I'm sorry I stepped on yours there, money.
If you could have one touchscreen guy for the next 18 months, money, who would you go?
Well, I mean, I think we'd all it'd be John King.
Yeah, we love to rank
Dynamite.
Touchscreen guy.
Yeah.
I would like to see somebody work the map county by county across these United States for one of the thing that fascinates me perennially is who is in fact the NFL's most popular team. There are different ways there are different standards you can apply to that. Social media wise, I guess the Patriots emerged recently as the most popular. I don't buy
There's no way.
It comes down to these three teams for me. the Raiders,
yep.
the Cowboys,
yep.
the Steelers.
I agree.
And I think ultimately you can punt the Raiders because of the moving up and down the coast. Weirdly, paradoxically, sort of made them more unrelatable instead of expanding their fan
right.
base. I somehow I feel like it it knocks them
yeah.
out of it.
I'd love to put the Packers in there, but it's just not.
No.
It's they're too highly concentrated.
They're
yeah.
close. They're Packers.
They're that next tier, top of the next tier.
Yeah, the Patriots being that next
yeah.
tier as well. You're right.
I will say that I would love to know who is the most popular team, and it really does date back. Harmon, you certainly are too young to remember this.
Don't you love when people say that to you?
I'd venture to say, Handsome, you were too disconnected from it to really
sure,
feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this old man over here. Talk to me, Sheck.
But before there were the Lakers and Celtics or any other yeah. big time inner divisional rivalries in sports, this was it. I mean, the Steelers
yeah.
and Cowboys were fighting for the hearts and minds of football America,
yep.
and whoever emerged victorious in those Super Bowls in the 70s would stand as the greatest dynasty in history.
It was a decade's worth, yeah.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers won both of those, and so that's why the Steelers are the greatest dynasty 70s. Of all time. That was ridiculous football. No, it was that's when it was great, when it was all Titanic teams. There were about six good teams. Everybody else was junk. You just watched yeah. to see which Titan would merge, not the Tennessee ones either. Dolphins, Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys, Steelers, that was it. Everybody else was a phony. I like that. I don't like parody. Anywho, I'm going to watch the –
I'm moving on.
I'm watching America's team, the alleged America's team. And play the real America's team.
Oh,
and everything else. And, of course, I'm going to watch Patriots.
Much like you demand everybody acquiesce to your proclamation that –
Well, that's true. I don't think I said anything inaccurate.
No, that 66 trumps 99. I think even you would acknowledge that as popular as the Steelers are, it's pretty tough to take the Cowboys
down. You know what?
Down.
It's pretty tough
to take the Cowboys down from that.
No, because a high percentage of people are front runners. So one, I think people like the Steelers into the 80s, through the 80s.
Okay.
One. And two, now they're now injured by the existence of the Houston Texans. Are
the
Cowboys
me the popularity, and the Arizona Cardinals. Popularity of the Cowboys.
Yes. Yes.
You're
so you
crazy.
You dented
a little bit.
You're
sure.
crazy.
You do believe the Steelers are number one.
I do. Who has the most? If you did a head count,
no.
if you did a popular vote of
yeah,
who the most.
Head count.
Come
Who's
on.
Your favorite NFL team?
Who
yeah.
has
the
most
Steelers
fans
more
in
more
America?
No. Than the
I think it would be.
I think you're wrong.
I don't.
It'd be a pretty
healthy
margin.
You're acting as though I care. If it ended up being the Cowboys, so what? I don't care. Yeah. But
it kind of sounds like you care.
It sounds like a little bit.
Like
you're getting a little heated.
You're arguing a lot.
People have bad taste about a lot of things.
I'm just seeing a little sweat on that brow there.
Well, that's just because.
It's also making you less of a hipster. Because if you're a hipster, you would want something that people don't.
Two and a Half Men was more popular than Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Didn't make it better, right? Savvy.
What's Two and a Half Men?
I don't know what either of those things are, and I'm not sure. Even as much as I do know, I don't know whether that has anything to do with.
Let's get to who are you loving?
Yeah,
it's our return in 2016 to the segment that gangbusters in 2015. Let's start with you, Matt Harmon. Who are you loving this weekend?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think, honestly, I talk about the Panthers. I really think this is going to be a get-right game for Cam Newton.
Agree. And if they lose it,
then they're screwed.
Right. But it's a fascinating matchup
yeah.
yep.
for two teams that I think are going to get the January money.
Well, I guess it could be dated by the time some folks listen to this, but I'm loving Terrell Pryor. I mean,
oh,
when
yeah.
you really think about what that is,
fun.
And an Ohio State quarterback that wanted to be a quarterback, demanded he stay in the quarterback position when he got to the NFL, and now has Hugh Jackson, who had him doing some great things for a minute there in Oakland, and now he's got him, and he is a full-fledged, legitimate number one wide receiver, terrifying in the red zone. It's remarkable. I mean, this is not something that I think can be overstated, how big of a deal this is.
I don't think people give him enough credit either, and it's because of, like, the failed quarterback
right.
thing. Because if this was a guy – one of my buddies said this to me, like, if this was a guy that was just, like, a basketball convert and, like, had just shown up on the scene right now and was doing this in his first year at the wide receiver position, people would be crazy
freaking
about
out,
him.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Tim Tebow have done this if he wanted to as
no.
a tight end?
No.
No.
He couldn't have been a tight end?
No way.
Handsome, what are you loving?
I'm loving, Matt mentioned him earlier, Russell Wilson. Sorry, there are two Matts, that Matt. Russell Wilson, just because he's been so disappointing for the first half of the season, and then suddenly on Monday night he looked like Russell Wilson again, and I'm looking forward to him going into New England and beating the Patriots.
I don't know if I would say look forward to. I'm not a Seahawks hater either. But I think
I like watching Russell Wilson. I think he's a fun quarterback to watch, but he wasn't as much fun when he wasn't able to do the things that make him fun.
And we're going to dig in on that game. And by the way,
in that game, he wasn't the most fun quarterback to watch either.
No,
it was Tyrod Taylor. That was a fun watch.
That was best game of the year so far.
Yeah,
I don't even think.
Oh, it's close. Whoa,
I don't even think it's close.
Yeah. Excellent.
No, that game was ridiculous.
I'll concede I missed the entire first half because I was in the aforementioned hideous traffic of Los Angeles.
Yeah, well,
you can watch football in your car now. I do it often in the traffic because NFL Mobile, you can watch.
What if Johnny Law is listening?
Can you come get me?
Come get me, Johnny Law, yeah. You're listening.
If you would track that down on the air, is that a crime?
No.
You couldn't get arrested for that money?
No, they'd have to see it. He could just say,
Can you get arrested for that anyway? Well, like, yes. If you're moving at 4 miles an hour.
You can.
Excuse me, Mr. Five-0, it's called show business.
Yeah, a ticket. You would get a ticket, but it'd probably be a pretty hefty ticket.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
But what if I said I'm just listening to it?
No, it's distracted driving, so I think it'd be the same as texting while driving.
I think you're now not allowed to hold the cell phone in California. Yeah.
I'm not holding it. I put it in a
thing. I do the same thing.
I've done it too until I saw my data bill, and I was like,
"All right,
5-0 that anymore.
Unlimited.
You heard it, 5-0.
Pay for it.
I'm loving Le'Veon Bell this weekend and the Zeke Elliott matchup, but I'm fascinated to see. With all due respect to David Johnson,
it's a league of one for this man. It's a league of
one.
Yeah,
but I don't know if you've heard the Steelers are the most popular team in the world.
I resent that because I
league of one.
It's the team I root for. That's right.
Sure.
Is that logo that I root for an NFL team? I don't root for an –
But of all the things you know this what? Weekend, it's got to be Lev Bell. It can't be Zeke Elliott versus Lev Bell. It can't be the matchup, the Tony Dorsett, Franco Harris, circa 2016.
No, the reason I say Lev Bell, rather than the Zeke v. Lev Bell, but that really is what I guess I'm getting at, or I didn't articulate myself very well, is Zeke Elliott is the star now. He's the best running back in the NFL, or maybe it's David Johnson. 26 has been a little quiet.
Sure.
I think he comes out swinging.
He has not scored yet. Does he get in the end zone first time this week?
He gets in the end zone twice, as a matter of fact. That's my prediction. All right, before we jump into the red challenge flag, real quick, we have Football Baby going on his travels. He was in British Columbia. He went to a BC Lions game last weekend. He went to Cleveland, KC, Oakland, Seattle, and beyond. Yeah, see, we've now expanded it. It's too much. It can't just be NFL stadiums. Take them wherever you're going. Go to at Damashek, and you can find the PDF pinned at the top there. You can print that out or even pull up your cell phone and take a picture with Football Baby there at the game or at the Great Wall of China or the Eiffel Tower or anywhere else you're going.
Any other global monument like Studio 66. You can bring them in here.
Exactly. Right.
Speaking of, how about that atmosphere on that
or
Sunday night?
McDonald's.
How about that atmosphere in that Sunday nighter between the Raiders and Broncos? I mean, so good to see the black hole as electric as it was.
I'm one of those people who really does like certain. I like Notre Dame to be good, and it doesn't make me a fan of them. I like the Cowboys and Raiders. It's better. Sports are better when the NFL's better when the Packers and the Raiders and those teams are good. I guess that makes me old, is what it makes me. But now it makes me excited that we are going to look ahead instead of backwards to Week 10 with the Red Challenge flag picks.
Red Challenge flag picks.
That was the hideous.
That was bad.
Hank was going country style. Red Challenge flag picks.
The Brit went deep south. I like when he does that. He used
Very
to
unique.
Trying to fit in, Dave.
He used to castrate
here
calves.
In Los Angeles.
He castrated calves at one point. So yeah,
hope you're proud of yourself.
Yeah, that's where he picked up his southern drawl. Yeah. All right, yes, it's time to visit week on the Week 10 NFL menu. We are traveling to Sushi Shacks. As always, penned by the best waiter in the land, the most clever waiter in the land, our own Emma VP. Look at her work at NFL.com. This now runs independent of the DDFP. It runs on the website.
It has a life of its own.
The actual physical menu. But since Emma VP is off on a little vacation.
Who's reading?
Ryan Bartlett, our producer, is the waiter today. I think she's in Arizona. Why? What are you going to do with that?
Arizona.
She went on a vacation.
Okay, that's nice.
And she's down in the Grand Canyon.
Boy, it must be nice taking a vacation during football season.
Yeah, she must be halfway down by now.
Really? Must be nice.
All right, waiter, tell us what's first up here on the Week 10 menu.
All right, guys, we look at the menu here. We have our Rams vs. Jets Connie salad. Do you want Goff? How about broth? Our head Jeff states his case that you're getting neither with our bitter, soft Sheldon crab salad, double covered in a Quincy Unimawasabi mayonnaise with Met Lifeberg lettuce and some sautéed 7 and 9 bull shiitake mushrooms. We can confidently say we know what we're doing.
Excellent.
You know what? She deserves that. She deserves that butchering of her pros because she took vacation during the football season.
She wanted it.
Well done, Bartlett. Well done. That's what you get, Emma. You
don't take that wrong, Bartlett.
Right.
That,
take it funny.
That was a shot at Emma VP.
Exactly.
Not at you.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
All right, let's go around. This is just an appetizer. We'll start with you, money, Rams, Jets, choose.
Jets.
Anyone want to weigh in, make an argument for the Rams? We're not going to throw right now. We'll wait for that for the entrees before we challenge it red flag style. But anybody want to make a case for the Rams here?
I want to make a case for everyone not to watch this game.
Why? You really think it's? I think it's compelling because it could be a train wreck.
There are better things to. You've got better things to do on Sunday than watch this game.
I normally would be in favor of watching bad football train wrecks because it can be funny, especially on Twitter. But it's got to be an island game. It can't be another just one stuffed in the middle of the 1 o'clock segment.
Yeah.
I hear you. That is a good way to look at it. I think
like the Rams 49ers game that with week one that was fun. Yeah.
I'm with money. I think the Jets win it at home. They're not a completely awful team. The Rams can generate zero offense, and I don't think this is the game for Todd Gurley to suddenly get it going here. I do
not
think Tavon Austin will get loose a little bit there. That's what can swing a game like this.
What's
one of these ragged games.
Like? Two catches for
Tavon Austin cannot get loose anymore.
Tavon Austin.
It doesn't happen.
I disagree. He's losing playing time.
Tavon, loose in the bank.
Tavon Austin gets loose twice a season this feels to me like one of those games.
Did you see the whole Jeff Fisher parade on Monday? It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. You know, it's one thing when you're a coach to get asked a question and you're just answering the question and now the media is going to jump on you when, look, I was asked the question. What do you want me to say? He shows up with a card in his hand and he's like, all right, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Cam Newton, Ben Roethlisberger, and everyone in the media is like, what the hell is he doing? These are all quarterbacks that are out of the playoffs right now. These are quarterbacks that are on teams that aren't 500. All right, it's a hard position to play in the NFL. All right, so how about we back off a little bit? It's like, but Case Keenum is now in the discussion with Aaron Rodgers and Cam Newton, and like somehow this makes sense of your situation in LA.
If you look at his career, he definitely deserves the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
This thing about him, and Ike brought this up, or was it Ike who brought it up? Somebody volunteered the thing that Jeff Fisher wants you to buy into, which is the he handled Steve McNair. That was 20 years ago, everybody.
Right.
That's a long time ago.
That was how quarterbacks were commonly handled at that
time. It's
now it's common for them to be starting.
First
right now.
Overall pick. In Los Angeles, it is unacceptable to continue to excuse Case Keenum as your starter. This is not, to Money's point, this is not a viable starting quarterback in the NFL. That
good backup. Give me a week or two.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. The worst thing that happened to the Rams, or to their fan base at least, is that they won those three games early in the season. If they were merely 2-5 right now, there would be no shelter for Case Keenum as your starting QB. We have to see this kid. And by the way, this thing of we're still grooming him, Troy, at some point you're going to put Jared Goff in. There will be a learning curve that will only come from him being
terrible.
Do you want to kick that down the road to 2017? Let's say that all things break right. Let's paint a rosy picture. You fix the offensive line through free agency in the draft between now and the start of 2017. You still have Jared Goff's learning curve. Get it out of the way now. It worked for Troy Aikman. It'll work for this kid if he's as talented as what you would associate with being the first overall pick.
The only thing I can think of is that he and Les have a plan together. Like, hey, we're tied together. You put Goff in there and he looks as bad as we think he's going to look. We're both out of here. You don't put him in and maybe we try to sneak in at 8-8 or something. maybe we can get through this together. But once Goff gets in there and he shows that he's not ready to play,
I don't think that's overly cynical. I think that's,
but I think in some ways that maybe buys them more time.
Not when you trade those picks and you make a speech about how we're not doing this 9-7 BS this year. That suggests you knew you were doing the 9-7 BS because this guy you traded 6 picks for can't play.
Maybe we're not doing 9-7. We're doing 4-12.
Exactly.
All right. In the name of time, let's try to speed it up a little bit. I'm sorry. Chiefs and the Panthers. Like we say, this is a good one. Handsome.
A tough one.
I like that music. I'm gonna pick. Not that this is what I want to happen, but the Chiefs are going to win this game.
Do you think so? I think they are. I was asked on Fantasy and Friends because now we're veering more as the season wears on into, you know, picking
more
games
than
and
just
everything
fantasy.
Else.
That is the Friends of Fantasy.
Yes, that's right. And I was asked for a team that no one is talking about that has a real chance of going to the Super Bowl. I think you saw the Raiders have, the Patriots are vastly superior to second
to all other
in
teams,
the AFC.
Yeah.
Right. I have made my case that I think in a shootout, if things break just so, Pittsburgh might be able to shoot it out with them a little bit, but that doesn't seem terribly likely. The Raiders showed that at least they can get it done a number of ways now against a mediocre
elite defender.
Patriots defense is just not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be one of Belichick's better defenses the last 10 years. So far, it's been middle of the road. I think that Oakland could do it, but ultimately, would I take Derek Carr against Tom Brady? Maybe if it's in Oakland, maybe that would be the chance, and that could still happen if the Seahawks win, as a for instance.
But you're going to tell us the Chiefs are the team.
The point is, yes, thank you for bringing me home.
Welcome.
Justin Houston,
back this week,
now starting to emerge a little bit. That defense is good. They can pound you on the ground. Alex Smith,
O-line is nasty.
Underrated. Yep. Yeah, I think the Chiefs are good, but I think the Panthers, Harmon, are going to make
all that, and then you say, but the Panthers are going to make it.
The Panthers are going to win that division, Harmon.
You think they're going to win the division?
That's what I just said.
Oh, God, no.
The division.
Yeah. Why? The Falcons are going to do it?
The Panthers have some tough games left.
Yeah.
I mean, their remaining schedule is not easy, as we're all going to pull it up right now because I can't think of it off the top of my head. But I remember looking at their remaining schedule thinking, man, that is not easy, what they got left to do.
Harmon, your pick?
I'm going Carolina in this game. I don't know about them winning the division, but I think there's been one trend that's held up with the Chiefs throughout this entire season, and is that you can pick on the rest of their secondary outside of Marcus Peters there at the left corner position, and I think Kelvin Benjamin has a big game. I think Cam Newton has a big game because of that. So I like them this week. Plus, they're just kind of they're in that, like, desperate mode. Yep. They've got to keep pumping these wins out.
Keep pounding, you could say.
They still have to play at the Raiders, at the Seahawks. They get what I think is one of the more underrated teams at home, the Chargers, and that would not surprise me at all to see the Bolts knock them off. Go to the Redskins, and then, of course, they finish with the Falcons and the Bucks. That's tough. I mean, that's a pretty tough schedule.
I agree, but the first two games loom as the toughest of the lot. If they split those,
if they beat the Chiefs and the Saints?
Yeah. As long as they don't lose both those games.
Oh, and the Raiders.
I don't think they're
Raiders. I just
think it's too big of a hole.
I don't think that. I don't know if they'll win the division.
The Seahawks.
But.
Well, they need some help, they will need some help from the division front runner, and we're about to get to that game. First, though, let's talk about probably the biggest game of the weekend: Seahawks, Patriots. And in fact, you know what? You can read the menu, but for time's sake, I like the music. I'm with you on this, Handsome. It puts me into a meditative state.
Why don't we tell people they can go to NFL.com and read the menu?
There we go.
I did.
And then,
hey, she took vacation during football season.
Yeah, we're going to take a vacation from your menu, Emma V. Yeah.
There you go.
How's that feel?
I don't endorse this, Emma.
Seahawks, Patriots, Harmon, choose.
I waffled on this one, but ultimately Patriots.
Don't bring up waffles. We're talking sushi here.
Oh, that's a good point. Sorry.
It's the new thing. It's a fusion. It's waffles with sushi on the inside.
Jeez, that sounds disgusting.
Until you try it.
Sure.
Our wasabi syrup is delicious.
Sushfuls.
Handsome.
There you go.
Money, do you wish to throw a red challenge flag there?
I'm not picking against the Patriots for the rest of the year.
I'm not either. I mean, I waffled on it as well, but I'm.
I was going to say, you said earlier in the program you are looking forward to watching Wilson go against
the Patriots.
Well, you
know what? Then, since I said that, I then looked at the bit of paper, and yesterday I chose the Patriots, so that's who I'm going
to
stick with.
It does call back to the great Super Bowl 49, and as we have a little distance from it, we have. It's interesting to me that we have perhaps the two best Super Bowls of all time, Super Bowl 49 and Super Bowl 13 being renewed on the same day. I think that and Seahawks legit, that might be the best Super Bowl ever played if you can go back.
49.
That
one.
People,
it's incredibly fun.
Yeah, people, oh, that's recency bias. Go back and watch that game. It's a dandy. The only thing bad about it is the uniform matchup. Too much Navy. Anywho, the Legion of Boom, that defense remains the strength of this team.
No Michael Bennett.
Well, great point.
That is a huge difference.
It is massive.
Seattle.
But when you take those pieces away, what strikes me, that was what the second half of my statement. It's fascinating that when you do pluck out Cam Chancellor and Michael Bennett, you think, well, they're not going to be as good, and they aren't. But they still have superstars all
right.
over the field.
But
it's
Bennett's
crazy
the
how,
one guy. I think you're right. You can take Wagner out. You can take Chancellor out, Sherman, and you can mask it. But Bennett is the guy. I mean, it's crazy
fair.
How much they miss him.
Yeah. Fair. And I'm also intrigued by who they're going to miss. This is the first big game for the Patriots that they're going to play without Jamie Collins. I think that absence, they're going to feel it with Jimmy Graham, if Jimmy Graham can carry over what we saw last week. I'm going to be intrigued to follow that one as the season goes on. I think they are going to have to shoot it out more often than not, the Patriots, especially once they get into January. I'll take the Patriots at home. That's what I think that's the sound.
So we're unanimous then, right?
We're unanimous.
All right, so far.
How about
no flags.
That? No one taking
no flags.
The Hawks there. Falcons, Eagles, Matt Money Smith. Choose.
I'm taking the birds.
Cute.
Lovely.
I had to look
yeah,
at
it. Yeah, it tripped me up for
that's
a second.
That's why I was
too.
Delayed because I'm dumb.
Eagles.
Eagles.
I'm going Eagles.
All right. Well, the Falcons are in first place.
I know.
Surely someone's going to throw a red flag on their behalf.
Oh, one,
Handsome
two.
Throws it and Harmon throws it. That seems like the easy play is to take the Falcons.
Yep.
I'm with you, Money. Explain why you think the Eagles are going to get it done.
Because I just – you know what it is? It's not recency bias, but it's an unwillingness to believe that the Falcons' defense is solved, that I'm buying into this Dan Quinn, Thomas Dimitroff combination. They have figured it out. Keanu Neal, these recent additions have fixed what ailed the Falcons in the past. And I believe in the Eagles' coaching staff. I know that Wentz is struggling and his yards per attempt are way down, but – I think there is a matchup or two to be exploited against the Falcons, and I trust in Doug Peterson with the weapons he has. And now I'm talking in circles a little bit, but to find them, I feel like there's holes there, and I believe in that Eagles front that they can get to Matt Ryan and derail what has been the most impressive offense so far in the league.
While I didn't buy the Eagles early in the season as the team of the NFC or that they, you know, they're Super Bowl bound or anything like that, I think they're somewhere in between the way they looked early and the way they've looked the last couple of weeks. I think Carson Wentz gets right a little bit against a so-so defense at home. And as I always say, anecdotally, I really one day will sit down and look at all the numbers and try and figure out the parameters of what I mean by a team that really needs to win a game. But the more desperate team in the NFL, I feel like, as I say, only anecdotally, I feel like that team tends to win. The Eagles need this one. I mean, it was a couple
it's
weeks ago
easy.
Where they,
I mean, it's
they
certainly
were in the
not
playoff
easy
picture
pick.
And everything. Yeah, I just think the
you
Eagles
think of what Beckham
go,
did to them and what Julio could do to them in that secondary. It is not easy. It's just I don't buy that.
I don't think you're going to run on them too much in that force. That's what Matt Ryan. We know that's not
pin
the
your
spot
ears
you
back
want.
And go get them.
Right.
I just think that we now have a month's evidence that the Falcons defense is better. Than
it has
right.
been.
It might and, not be solved. It might not
right.
be a
might
great
not be,
unit,
it's not,
but it's not
it's
like the 32nd, 31st right. unit in the league anymore.
It's not the 49ers this year.
Right, certainly. It's not Cleveland.
So, Harmon, as the receiver expert, do you want to give us a little prediction on Julio Jones here?
A lot.
I mean, he will get off again.
Kyle Shanahan has been really good this year about like game planning against your biggest weakness. Think about what Tevin Coleman did to the Broncos. You know, they identified this is a matchup advantage and we're going to attack it.
Yep.
And I think that if you're looking at the Eagles defense, where they're weakest is their cornerback play. Liotis McKelvey worked, yep. I think.
I bring it up because if you look at the game by game of Julio Jones, if you look at his body of work, your jaw will be dropped. But week in and week out, he is not. He doesn't show up.
That's what I think, and I think that's good for the Falcons. You think? For fantasy, it stinks, but tough luck. Deal with it.
Right.
Nobody cares about your problems. teams don't want to have to just force it to one guy. And you saw the results of that last year and what it did to the offense. I mean, even in Dallas is another spot, too, where when they need Dez, they have Dez, but they don't have to just pummel it to him because Dak can find
the open
guy.
Exploit the mismatch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Matt Money Smith moving along. Another dandy one. Both these teams really were feeling good about 2 weeks ago. Now a different matter, probably. I don't want to say season hangs in the balance, but you get very little wiggle room after you lose this game. Vikings.
I got to choose again.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I was like, Handsome man, Hank. I'm happy to do it, but.
Handsome Hank.
Well, I want to throw a flag.
I'm not going to restate it all.
No, I want to throw
a
flag.
Fine. I remember the game.
Vikings, Redskins, choose.
Redskins.
Damn it. Ooh. No one's throwing. I'm throwing. Who did I pick in that one? I want to make sure
I bet you picked the Redskins if you
I
got
did.
A brain.
I took the Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took the Redskins. Yeah. Sorry, wait, take it back. Yeah.
That O-line is terrible. I mean, that Vikings offensive line is terrible. They can't run the ball. There's a reason why Norv, I should say, is sitting in a Shea Lounge.
At Norm's.
Looking out at the surf of San Diego, saying, thank goodness I'm out of that mess. I mean, that's – And look at the Redskins the last, what, I think 4 weeks. They're averaging 4 sacks per game or 3.5 sacks per game, and you're talking about perhaps the leakiest offensive line in the NFL. That's – I think it's going to be ugly.
And do we really
– Yeah, but the Vikings defense ranks –
But they're going to get tired. But they're going to get tired.
I was going to say, do we really need to fear the Vikings defense as much as we did
we
in the
thought
first
we did
4 weeks
exactly
of
that month?
I don't think so. I mean, the Bears took them to the woodshed in the air and on the ground in that Monday night game. And the Lions got pretty good production against them, too. I think Kirk Cousins, his two biggest weapons right now, crazy it is to say, Jordan Reed and Jamison Crowder. And I think you could pick on the middle of Vikings defense.
Jamison Crowder was a tip I got from one Matt Harmon, and I took him up on it, and I never looked back, and now I take full credit for that.
Every now and again, I'll feed you some good info.
Cowboys, Steelers, Harmon, choose. Do the right thing here. Be cool, man.
I picked the Steelers.
Oh, let's see. Challenge flags?
Oh,
right, lefty. Handsome Hank wants to be heartbreaker. Matt Money Smith, do you want to throw it?
I almost do, but I'm gonna stick Steelers.
Because
they burned me last week. I took the Steelers. All you other folks took the – I had a miserable week last week. I think it was 1-4.
Call me a homer all you want, but yeah. I did tell you the Ravens
you
were going to win that
Ravens.
Game. I told you the Patriots were going to beat the Steelers the week five. I mean,
call this the
so
Dave.
Why aren't the Steelers going to lose again this week?
Let's let it happen.
Because
money.
It's, money the,
has it's the Dave Damashek axiom along with the Matt Money Smith axiom predicated on college football viewing, and that is that no matter how excited you get about a freshman quarterback, sooner or later he's going to have a freshman game. And no matter how excited you want to get about a rookie quarterback in the NFL, as good as Zeke is, as good as the offensive line is, inevitably a defensive coordinator or NFL caliber talent on the defense is going to force him into mistakes that he's just not experienced enough to overcome. He'll not be able to recognize something, and perhaps this isn't the best unit to lean on the Steelers defense as of late. But this is set up with all the history, and the Dave Damashek axiom part of this is Steelers got to win this game. I mean, they flat out have to
Steelers
win
will
this
have,
game.
Will have zero wiggle room if they lose this.
Yes.
They need this one. They are back at Heinz Field. Coach Platitude Tomlin is going to – I'm sure is filling
Platitude.
The week with all the platitudes. They don't bear any fruit. But I do think – as good as the offensive line is for the Cowboys, everybody loves to throw that one out there because I guess it's true. But
they're really good.
Ryan Shazier, when he's out there and healthy, if you watch the Baltimore game, he is – I mean,
he's great.
Shows up on every play. Because of his speed, he always finishes around the ball. So maybe I'm being duped by that. But he really is a great freelancer. Well, I don't know actually that he's always guessing right. But the athleticism, when he's healthy, does make a difference in the game. Stephon Tuitt. It's for real. Cam Hayward's for real. They're not a bear in defense. And the other side of things, it's just, you know, look, this is what we've been talking about for 3 years now. At some point, is 7-26 and 84 going to combine and show itself to be an unstoppable trio on offense? And I think this week, with their backs to the wall, they will.
I just think Jason Garrett will be smart enough not to put Dak in the situations that you're talking about to have that offensive line bulldoze the Steelers and keep it on the ground and keep that explosive offense off the field and really wear out that Steelers defense so that it's going to be close at the end And then you know, at the end, Zeke and Dak can make stuff happen because the Steelers' defense is going to be exhausted.
The reason Dallas is so good is because they have organizational clarity. They have a game script that they want to play on, and they make you play on it. But if there's one team that I think could knock them off it, it's Pittsburgh.
If they go to play catch
up. Put the points up in
a
hurry.
Here's the other thing, too. These networks, right? They spend a fortune on these opinion shows. You hear these salaries getting thrown around, $6 million for this guy, $8 million for this guy, $4 million for this guy.
Like Fantasy and Friends.
Just like Fantasy and
Friends. Not all the people on that show. Let's just be
clear. Is there any hot sports take than Dak Prescott throws three picks and Tony Romo's ready to return? I mean, you want to talk about a resurgence in the ratings for these struggling shows. Listen, you speak for yourself, all right? But this guy right here claims an undisputed crown that Tony Romo v. Dak Prescott would get those shows going in the direction they so desperately need to go.
You know what? I want to weigh in on that very matter.
Yes.
The Matt Money Smith axiom from long ago is, in the NFL, money plays.
Yeah.
Tony Romo is making a lot of loot. He is not a normal backup. Dak Prescott is not a normal rookie QB. But the guy looming there on the sideline, and now that he's healthy and everything else, I keep using the phrase wiggle room, but there is no wiggle room for Dak. If he falters, then they are going to be compelled to go with Romo.
First full week of practice, there he is with that square chin, looking handsome on the sideline, watching Dak out there. Oh, the pressure's on, rookie. Against the Steelers.
That's for real. I absolutely buy that that's the case. This is not the L.A. Rams. This is the Dallas Cowboys.
Say it. This is America's team. Say it,
I won't do it. No.
Say it.
I told you.
Say it.
They're allegedly that. They gave themselves that name. I think we all know who the real America's team is, and I'm going to go with that team this weekend. Let's round it out here, fellas. Bengals, Giants, another good game.
Yeah, boy. this is the toughest one, I think.
We've been in a nice stretch of NFL games these last 3 weeks. Bengals, Giants, choose. Handsome.
The Giants will win.
Wait, was I supposed to go to Harmon there?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
You were. Go ahead.
That's all right.
No, go to Harmon.
I was going to say Giants, too. So,
yeah.
Now you'll never get the chance.
Dramatic theater here.
Man, this is tough.
Go ahead. Somebody throw it. Make it red.
There you go.
Matt Money Smith.
Right at your boobs.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Why Harmon? You have the floor. Go ahead.
Well, the Giants, I think that their defense in Cincinnati has been something of a disappointment to me.
Grave disappointment.
Yeah.
Injuries destroyed their secondary before things even started. But
right. And that, you bring that up. I think this is a big Odell game. Monday night.
Agreed.
You know, it's a big stage for him, and I think it is a situation.
Been playing a little better as of late, that Odell, hadn't he?
Yes.
I mean, it's been ridiculous what he's doing.
Yeah. You know who else has played better, and people don't like to acknowledge it when he does get into one of these stretches? Is Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
I don't know.
Future Hall of Famer.
I don't know.
Four touchdown passes.
I mean, last week was a good game, but there have definitely been – I mean, the game prior out in London was not much of a thing to watch.
Well, I just want to say, because I like to pat myself on the back whenever possible, and
true.
I'm gonna pat myself on the back here, in Damashek's 11-1 streak in week 9 in picking the games, I told you, Eli Manning, everybody, oh, no, Eli's going to falter in this. I said, no, quite the opposite. This is a game he will thrive, and so he did. And I think he doesn't dominate this game, but, yeah, I agree with you. I think the Bengals' defense has not been as good as we anticipated it would be. What we did anticipate is that the offense might take a step back a little bit without Hugh Jackson. I don't think that these things fully reveal themselves in the first handful of games. I think as you wear on and get away from an innovative guy like Hugh Jackson, that's when it really starts to hurt you. I think as the year goes on, I wouldn't be stunned if the Bengals get into contention in the bum AFC North.
But
I think they overall are not as good as the pieces that they have.
Here's why I take the Bengals, and here's why I threw the flags. They had a bye in there, I think, right? Yeah. So the last 3 weeks, what have we talked about? You know, this Giants defense is starting to come around. And you know, that Landon Collins, he's pretty special back there in that second. You know, this secondary, that's pretty fun. Okay, they have played the Rams and Carson Wentz, okay? And prior to that, it was the Ravens. So I'm not saying that Andy Dalton is so far superior, but let's see him slow down A.J. Green. Let's see him deal Tyler Eifert. Let's see him deal with a two-headed running attack of Jeremy Hill and Gio Bernard, and then I'll start, because that defense was brutal at the start of the season. They were getting gashed. So I'm going to trust that, yeah, I know the Bengals' defense is not great, but Eli Manning's still Eli Manning, and that's why a lot of people won't give him that credit, and we won't be surprised if he backs up a four-touchdown game with a three-pick game. And this is a really good offense, especially now that Eifert's back, and I'm just not buying the whole, that Giants' defense is coming around. No, they played the Rams and a rookie quarterback the last 2 weeks. That's why they look a lot better.
All right. Well, I think this is about as tough. That and the Falcons-Eagles game.
Yes. Those are the two real tough ones this week.
Well, you know what? Chiefs-Panthers, a lot of good ones. Mm-hmm. Even, well, the games we just went over, all tough to pick. I suspect that Damashek will emerge victorious.
Well, I'm coming off 1-4, so what the hell do I know?
I already feel like a champ for spending the last hour with you good people and everybody here in Studio 66 as well. I'd rather be with you people than with the finest people in the world. That's from Roxanne, the Steve Martin movie.
If you say so.
That's Fred Willard. That's his great line as the fire chief.
Not a great film.
I would rather be with the people of this town than with the finest people in the world.
Not a great film, but Fred Willard, always brilliant. Netflix, Mascots, the latest Christopher Guest film.
Oh, it's not great.
It's not great.
It's not a great film, but Willard is amazing. Yeah, yeah, the scene of Willard and the little person in the kitchen is one of the best 5 minutes of cinema that you'll see this year.
All right, last plug, MVP's menu.
Whatever, she took vacation.
Yeah, track it down.
During the football season.
Oh, I think you should read it. It's
Matt
good.
Money Smith, plug your good cause that you're doing.
Paralyzed Veterans of America Radiothon today, November 10th, this Thursday, but we'll keep up the donation page, am570lasports.com. We're looking to get to $200,000 this year, and these are folks who put themselves in harm's way and came out of it harmed and affected for the rest of their lives, and the least we can do is try to make that burden a little bit easier.
You know what? I love that, and I hope this doesn't sound saccharine, but this is the thing. No matter what your political leanings, let's get behind this.
Yes.
We all can support these people,
these
patriots, and that's why I always say, Pat Tillman, why the NFL should do something to just eternally honor.
I'm with you. I think it's a great idea. Say it again. What you want to do?
I say it every year. I'll say it right now. Outline one of those 40s that's on every NFL gridiron, every football field, the number 40. Just outline it in Arizona Cardinal red.
Yep.
Fortuitously, serendipitously, he played in Arizona State and Arizona. Honor where he came from. Honor his deeds. And for, like I always say, 250 years from now at least, you'll go to the game.
Yep.
Kids will say, hey, why is that 140 like that? You'll tell them why. And
and everybody's better.
Matt Harmon's going to be alive in 250 years.
He'll be the only one of us. He'll be the only one of us.
He is younger than us.
Yes.
Maybe the child that he's likely never to have would be alive.
There you go.
Matt Harmon, Reception Perception, NFL Fantasy Live. Look for his pages. Always insightful stuff. Thanks, fellas. Thank you. We'll be back after Week 10 in front of Week 11 to let you know how things are going to shake out there. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.
That's a good little wave.